Oh my god, can y'all turn this down for a hot second? Oh my Jesus. This is just gonna go on. Okay, that's better. So, Ryan and I have gone and recorded a review, our own review, of this really obscure Finnish movie called Rare Exports. And we talk about it in the actual recording, but please, good God, if you haven't watched it yet, go watch it first. It's going to make this recording, this review, so much funnier. Otherwise, you're not going to know what we're talking about. There's peepees. There's poo-poos. There's ding-dongs. Okay, and then, you know what? I've given away enough. I love you. And here we go. And then this is where the 8-bit musics can come in.
I was going to say, are we supposed to have an intro?
No, they're not going to. They're not going to allow us to put 8-bit's name on this.
No, probably not. They probably won't even use it.
We've got so much to discuss, but we're going to have to put this in a succinct. I'm drunk.
Are you?
No. Ryan, I got a question for you.
Okay, what's up?
Did you order your own personal Santa this year? Your own personal Santa to get delivered to you in the country of your origin?
I haven't yet. I'm really bad about getting Christmas stuff on time.
Well, spoiler alert, I have, and I ordered it after watching this sweet, sweet movie, and that movie was Rare Exports.
Rare Exports, indeed.
Is it just Rare Exports, or is it... Oh, no, it's Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. Let me ask you a follow-up question. Did you set your holiday traps?
Absolutely. Don't call me Macaulay Culkin for nothing.
Tell me... Hey, easy there, Macaulay. Tell me about the traps that you set, sir.
Well, my personal favorite is the bear trap.
That should be everyone's staple go-to. You should put a bear trap in your fireplace. If people listening to this, buy a fucking bear trap immediately, because shit gets crazy around Christmas. We know this now.
Absolutely. Especially in Finland.
This movie proved to me that Amazon Prime doesn't really exist. It's just a bunch of naked Norwegian men.
Don't spoil the surprise.
See, I know we're going to have to discuss this now. If you're listening to this and you haven't watched the movie Rare Exports...
Just stop.
You need to do it. Yeah, just go back and listen to Brainberry this past week. Are y'all caught up on your Brainberry? Go stop it and go back to Brainberry. Oh my god, I didn't even know this is...
I don't know where to start.
Yeah, exactly. I want to hear a Ryan synopsis of Rare Exports. Actually, do it without any spoilers, but do it like the trailer. It was the night of Christmas.
But that does spoil it.
It was the night of Christmas? No, that doesn't spoil it.
This movie is about the dangers of the white man in their pursuit of money, and its disastrous consequences on innocent countries like Finland.
You got so much more out of this movie than I did.
I made that up right now. I don't know.
Yeah, that's great. No, that's wonderful. Let me see.
Am I wrong?
Forget everything you know about the Coca-Cola sexy Hollywood view, that spin that Hollywood puts on Santa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm sick of it. I want it destroyed, and guess what? Rare Exports does that for me. It ruins Santa in all the greatest ways possible. Because I honestly hate Christmas. I love this movie. This movie is about a child and his father living in the harsh, harsh tundra of Finland, right? Finland?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some researchers that are digging way too close to their property, their land, their way of life. They're digging for a mystery. A mysterious benefactor is funding this entire project.
That's true. You don't know who's doing this.
They never explain this, guys.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Talk about this. Oh, it totally matters. I was the whole fucking movie. He shows up three times, and every single time I have more questions.
Yeah, the
about who this
rosy cheeked man is.
Yeah, you said rosy cheeked. I didn't get that. He looked like a who looked like a pedophile.
Did you look at his cheeks? They were rosy. There was a reason why I said it.
Like, everyone in Finland has rosy GD cheeks, because it's all windburned.
Can I just say bless you for not swearing?
Thank you. What did I say, freaking?
GD.
Oh, yeah. These fucking GD. Fucking piece of shit GD windburned cheeks. I'll edit all that out. We'll make it PG. We'll make it as PG as this movie was. There's so many dicks in this movie. I was gonna hold off about talking about it, because that's big spoiler.
That was a twist. That was a twist neither of us saw coming.
A bunch of Norwegian twisted penises. Peni? Yeah, peni. The whole movie is about not Santa not being what everyone thought he was this entire time. He is a demon monster.
So, I was talking to someone about how I watched this movie. I had said that the movie goes into who the first Santa is. That was kind of like the wise tale. And
the original story.
Right. And the person's response was immediately, oh, earlier this year I went to the movies and saw, and I knew he's going to say Krampus. And I was like, yes.
I should have done more research, but then I thought about doing something else, and I did that instead. if Krampus is cramping his style, Krampusing his style, or if, like, who's the original? Did they just go, oh, fuck Krampus, he's actually Santa?
Krampus Claus,
the evil brother.
Yeah.
Man, this movie. So they dig this guy up, and all hell blows loose.
Somehow, through all of this, the one little kid, the sharpest-dressed kid I've ever seen in a sweater and no pants and cowboy boots, seems to be the only one that has any...
He's woke as fuck.
...deductive ability.
This kid... He spends half the movie trying to explain that shit's about to hit the fan.
None of the kids were killed.
No kids are harmed in this movie. Spoiler alert.
Boiler alert?
Except for maybe Yuso, who... He's a fat kid, but he gets stuffed into a very small potato sack. So I can't imagine that there weren't some broken bones. They never let him out, either. He's in half of the movie, and then he's screaming in a sack in the other half of the movie. You never see him. This movie really is good. Like, we can shit on this movie all we want. They have amazing callbacks.
Yeah.
They talk about the Sammy... Like, I was rewatching it after you and I kind of breezed through it, and I realized that... I was like, why does this kid know that it's Santa that they're digging up? Evil Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about it in the very beginning by the creepy pedophile rosy cheek benefactor. They're given this list of all the bad things they shouldn't do on a work site. I mean, just asking, you're asking for failure. I've been to a lot of work sites. You're not going to stop somebody from taking a smoke break. You're not going to stop these dudes who are mining to wash their hands.
What? And wash behind their ears?
All workers should wear gloves. Yeah, wash behind their ears.
Right.
So, at one point, he builds this electric fence, one of the dudes, the Pietarin, P-P-P-P-P-P-P, that's his name, P-P-T-P.
P-P-T-P.
And he sets up this electric fence pen to catch the wolves, is that what he's trying to do? That's right, they're having, like, a really bad wolf problem.
Yeah, they're trying to rally in the reindeer and stuff.
Yeah, look at my wrangle pin. I don't know if you've ever... Have you ever been around an electric fence? Let's ask the real question.
For horses.
It does not spark.
It shouldn't. No.
It should. No, yeah, exactly. It just buzzes the fuck out of you.
And also, horses shouldn't push you into it, especially when you're trying to feed them. That's rude.
I had a great uncle who was a bit of a prankster. And he's like... Oh, hey, go over there and hop that fence, or whatever, you just push down on the top wire. The whole time, he knew that the fence was electrified.
Oh, no.
Shocked the ever-living shit out of my hand, because your first initial reaction, I guess it depends on the voltage of the electric fence, right? But this one was enough to shock my hand, and I grabbed it, and you don't let go immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your initial body reaction is to close grip. So yep. You end up holding it like a half second longer. Another cool little anecdote that probably won't make the final cut is when I was a kid, I thought Home Alone was the shit, and I decided that I was gonna use my science kit that I got for Christmas to electrify my handle for anybody that touched it. So I took a roll of copper wire. I stuck one end into, you know, the tiny bit of the socket. I'm not kidding. This is not even a joke. And then the other one, I wrapped it around my door handle a couple times, and I stuck the other bit in. And this whole time, I'm like, ooh, I might shock myself. Yeah, I might have killed myself, but it didn't work. I touched the door handle just to test it, obviously, after I'd plugged it back. I wrapped it once. And then plugged it back into the other socket, the other part of the socket. So, for all I knew, that's how you jerry-rigged a electric door handle, right? Mm-hmm. Waiting for Joe Pesci to come by. And
you were...
I could have been a 9-year-old murderer.
You were one troubled child.
I just didn't separate movies from reality. I probably still don't. So I decided that I was going to plug in my lamp over it. And because it's a little copper wire, so I pushed it out of the way. Well, I forgot to turn off the lamp before I plugged it in. So that's when the connection happened, and I electrocuted myself a little bit. I blew out the bulb. I popped myself away from the thing. It sizzled, and it was burnt marks up the side of the socket.
Oh no! And that explains your hair.
At that point, that's when it clicked that I was. Oh, this is a bad idea.
Oh, boy.
So the kid, this kid who looks like Who from Whoville, runs around half of the movie with his pants off.
Yep, or with cardboard taped to his butt.
First of all, he dresses up to protect himself at one point, and he's got, like, full-on hockey gear and all this other shit. He wrapped cardboard around his ass cheeks.
I don't understand that
the
one.
Ultimate level 3 armor in PUBG. It's and no moms. Did you notice this movie had no moms?
Yeah.
They talk about like it's a very Disney-ish one parent only, but it's all dads and their sons.
Mm-hmm.
So weird. So weird. I kept thinking that was going to come into play at one point. Like, oh, you know what? The evil Easter Bunny came and took all of our mothers. You think we would have learned the first holiday?
Right, because everything else has some kind of purpose, almost, in the movie. It's all very tightly knit.
Very tightly knit.
And except then, no moms.
No moms. No moms and no explanation for no moms. This is momless Finland. I did not know that Finland had 22% VAT tax on moms. Okay, so we gotta address this. At one point, all of the reindeer are murdered. All of these reindeer get murdered. It's the goriest part of the whole movie.
And it's important to note that all these Finnish people wanted to, I don't want to say collect them.
What was that all about? It didn't seem like they were going to, it was like they were herding them.
Maybe, yeah, they wanted to herd them into that electric fence area to sell.
So maybe the export
and
was originally the reindeer. Yeah, maybe they're exporting reindeer from Finland. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're the evil ones running an illegal reindeer scam.
The reindeer ring?
I'm gonna have to Google this. A reindeer
is a real thing.
Yeah, our reindeer's real. First of all, we all know that Santa's not real and reindeer aren't real.
Is there only deer that come out when it rains?
It has to be hands down the best scene of the movie when the guy is talking about how much they've lost in reindeer, and he's doing some weird reindeer man calculations in his brain.
Yep.
$87,000 that we've lost, plus 22% VAT tax.
Yep.
It's just such a stupid line to add, but it makes that scene so wonderful. What is VAT tax again? Value added tax. It's a consumption tax. So he's just down on it. Not only does he want everyone to know how much they lost, roughly, but he's got to tag that on there. Then I need to incorporate that into everyday things of my life. Ah, geez, DVD broke. $18 down the drain plus 8.25% tax that I probably paid on it. Takes you out of the scene completely.
Oh, it does. I feel like there's a lot of that, though. Like the mentioning of bear traps earlier when the dad hears something in the chimney, and he starts to go check it out, and all of a sudden there's just this loud snap, and you see something like fly past the camera, and it's just because he set off the bear trap.
Okay, see, I almost electrocuted my parents accidentally. That kid almost chopped his dad's arm completely off. So I related to this movie very, very closely.
Child murders.
Yeah, but you know what? That dude was cold-blooded. At one point, he asks about mom. So they talk about the mom not being there, right? Mm-hmm. These ginger cookies are just like mom used to make. And then he said, Dad, what if I disappear? Dad, what if I just disappear? And I don't know if it's a direct translation because, you know, they're speaking Finnish to each other. But he goes, yeah, you should disappear to your room. Like the ultimate psych, but it... the most cold blood I think I've ever experienced in a warm, heartfelt scene. They went from eating gingerbread cookies together as a single parent and his son to get the fuck out of here. Just kidding. I wish you were never born. JK, go to your room.
I thought it was just really funny.
The traps that they set, they catch an old man.
Yep, in the spike pit. Mind you.
The spike pit that they've set up with this boar's head over the... To catch a wolf, to catch a predator, really. Like, and I guess they kind of do. He really likes that boy. Wow, I didn't really think about that. It's much deeper than I thought it would be.
Man, yeah.
Wow. So they catch this predator, but it's not a wolf. It's an old man, old nudie boy.
Chris Dingleberry.
What was his name? They check his passport. Which, first of all, where was he keeping that passport? I didn't even think about that. First of all, dude's straight up naked.
Because he had the coat on of one of the diggers.
Okay. Oh, is that true? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, actually. That's where he got his, as you said, passuporte.
Passuporte. I thought they opened it up, and it's at this point, I thought, okay, they've accidentally killed Santa, put him in a spike pit, and it turns out that it's Tim Allen. And then the dad of the kid has to become... Wouldn't that be just a better movie?
No.
No.
I gotta be honest.
Oh, boy. And then, let me ask you a question real quick. What's it, you've caught this man in your bear trap or your wolf trap.
As I should.
Yeah, and you've taken him back to your little, you know, your warehouse where you store, you work. I think the guy's a butcher.
Butcher, yeah.
He's a butcher. What's your first initial reaction to do, you know, you've accidentally killed a man. Whatever. Okay. That sucks. What do you do?
Probably call the police.
Nah, that's wrong. Try again.
Well, I've seen the movie, so I know where this goes.
Well, sure, but the...
So why would...
Play in the space with me. Play in the space with me.
Why is calling the police wrong when you see a body fall in your trap?
What are other options?
I'm going to butcher you.
It's only natural that you catch a body. You got to chop it up.
Yep.
You got to chop them up. Cut them up, baby.
Why worry about it? Just cut them up.
I can't fathom where they went from A to B on that. We've got this body. He brings Pee-Pee Poppy and his friend, this sick fuck who's electrified a fence for a whole bunch of children to accidentally touch.
Hey, whoa, okay, hold on. That is the least dangerous thing in that movie, considering all the kids have guns. All
sure,
of them.
That's true. All of the kids do have guns.
Every single Finnish person.
I'm truly worried about you, Finland. This is not even a movie review anymore. This is a...
Intervention.
Intervention.
Nope.
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 Nope. Cutting that part out.
Put that on the cutting room floor, please. Yep.
It was like nothing to them. Finland, you go hard.
Well, it's because they didn't like those Englishmen that were blowing up their mountain and ruining
their... That's probably what it is. Oh.
Their reindeer crop sowing.
Now that makes sense. That makes sense. They were worried that they were going to get blamed for killing this dude in retaliation to... Yep. the mining. It gets you right when you want to poke some holes in the plot. It seals it all up.
In a very twisted way, but it...
Yeah, plugs it on up with a gingerbread cookie. Like Mom used to make. Pinocchio shows up.
Pinocchio?
I don't remember what...
I don't remember that part of the movie.
I wrote down in my notes, Pinocchio. I don't know what that...
You talking about the boy showing up and looking in the window?
No, that can't be it.
Why yes!
Right? Pinocchio shows up. I wrote, chop him up, old man. Pinocchio shows up.
Oh boy, Caleb, I think you have some problems to sort out.
Oh, but I do want to spoil something for people. Cut to 50 minutes in if you just want to watch some old man dick. Because that's when it shows up. 50 minutes in, you see your first peepee. This is a full-on peep. This is an old finished peep.
Big old peep show.
Yeah. You see a pre-made sausage? No, I'll show you a finished sausage.
No summer sausage here. It's dead of winter.
Oh, man. Cut to... They got Santa in a cage. Well, they've dressed him up as Santa, so...
To sell him off.
They've got Santa, yeah.
To Rosie Cheek O'Donnell.
Can we talk about a callback that is just beautiful? If you missed this while you're watching the movie, go back and watch it. The door to 24. Like, you know, he's got an advent calendar, so he's opening up each little thing. As he becomes more scared of these Santa stories, he starts taping up door number 24.
Yeah, the little kid. Yep.
He's stapling door number 24. Oh, and then the beautiful icing on the tip of a Norwegian dick is when he looks at the warehouse and this big old doors to 24. And yep. I was like, oh, yeah.
This is where the deal's going down.
Truly one of the highlights of the movie.
Can I bring up another
sure.
bizarre highlight of the movie besides the cardboard butt? Mm-hmm. So, during this whole mystery of figuring out who this guy is and what's happening to the kids are going missing, the potato sacks have gone missing, and, radiators are going missing.
Mm-hmm.
On their way to deliver this old man to Mr. Rosy Cheeks
mm-hmm.
to purchase, they run across a hairdryer in the middle of the road. Now, what do you do with that hairdryer, Caleb?
I'll tell you what I do. You gotta sniff it just a little bit.
But why? I did not understand that part.
The man picks it up, he sniffs it, and he says, "Oh, my wife's hair dryer." What? What? I went back and I watched it the second time, it still made no fucking sense to me.
Nope.
Is
no
there
idea.
Something about a specific hair dryer? It smells. Oh yeah, that's my wife's hair dryer. Like, what is she hair drying?
Apparently, she rubs it against herself.
Yeah, she's. Oh, I guess.
Huff puff. That's my wife's muff. Yep.
Jesus Christ! Oh no! But do you know? Do you know when you, like, put it up against your hair
mm-hmm.
to brush it, to blow dry it out? Mm. Still.
I don't buy it. I feel like it's blowing. It just blows the stink away, I would think.
That's what I use a hairdryer for.
Blowing stink away.
Oh boy, smells his wife's hairdryer.
That was one of the weirdest things in this movie. And there's a lot of weird things in this movie.
So his wife exists. We still don't see her.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. Maybe this, you know, this motherless wasteland, he only has one thing that reminds him of his wife, and that's her hairdryer.
Oh my
so
God.
He's just constantly, you know, studying all of her old objects.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
It's sweet, but it's creepy.
Oh, man. See, like, I don't want to... We've spoiled so many, but if you've gotten this far in, you might as well just listen to the rest of the podcast or pause it. It's your fault.
But...
You're the dumb that decided to listen to our spelt voices on this review.
That's true, but if they do like it, they should go out and buy the movie.
I'm sure... Well, it was on Netflix for a little bit.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it got a lot of reviews.
So you can get it for $10.99 plus tax.
Plus 22% that tax.
If you're in the European Union.
So you're... Yeah. I couldn't tell if it was a... It's definitely not a kid's movie. I know that in Europe they're a little bit more lenient about nudity, so the old man dick might not have been a thing.
I have to say, at least we haven't spoiled who those old men are.
Yeah, no, we definitely haven't spoiled who the old men are. They're elves.
Santa's little helpers. Oh, God.
Santa's little pee-pee helpers. Those fuckers. Were they stuck in the ice with him?
That's what I thought. Because it was a huge hole.
It was a very big hole that they've dug, and then they only pulled out, like, a 16-story Santa Claus monster man.
It wasn't that big.
He was huge. Go back and listen to the director's commentary. Oh, boy.
It was all real, though.
They're trying to melt an ice cube Santa, bring him out, like, this woolly mammoth style, with all the hair dryers and the radiators.
Mm-hmm. With boys present. Yeah, there was no girls either, was there?
No, I'm telling you, man, they couldn't get any women to do this movie. Because they said, listen, we're going to have you play the wife, and you're using this hairdryer in one scene. And then she's like, well, how many old man dicks are in this one? I know you're notorious for putting old man dicks in your movies. And they say, well, at least 45. And all of the women, they're like, no, I'm out.
No more than 50, though.
No more than 50 Santa elf dicks. And one little boy in his underwear.
That's where they draw the line.
Let's talk about that. Let's get to that ending.
So they resolve this problem.
Our final spoiler alert warning.
Is the ending.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. And it is so good. It did not go any which way that I thought it was going to. And that's why you're right. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but good gravy. Good golly molly.
You use my good gravy line.
You have it? You coined this?
No, I didn't coin it, but I use it all the time.
Oh, well, maybe it's rubbing off on me.
I'm rubbing my gravy off on you.
Maybe you're rubbing your gravy sayings off on me. You're just trying to make this dirty, aren't you? You're just throwing things out there. Hey, Caleb, this will be a funny movie. Ha ha ha, it's awesome. Dick. Rare dick sports. That's what this movie should be called. Oh, boy.
You loved it.
I did not like the dicks parts. I love the movie overall. The ends justify the means.
Yeah.
The tips justify the means.
Speaking of the end.
Yeah, so this is it. This is the one. They're going to go destroy Santa. That's another callback. Wonderful callback at the very beginning. At one point, at the very end, the kid takes charge, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's had it up to here. He is, my hands over my head.
The metaphorical here.
You know where I'm going with this. He's had it up to Santa's 16-story height with no one listening to him. So what does he do? He becomes a 9-year-old in charge. He becomes a 9-year-old general. Mm-hmm. And he starts yelling at his dad. Now they know what's up.
Yep.
And he tells them, we're going to blow up Santa. Get the little sack boys out of here. I have a trick to get the old naked men away. Because what are old naked men like? Little boys in sacks.
Yep.
It's just a fact. He gets them to take the boys in the sacks. Oh, man. In a huge helicopter bait
net.
Trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Henson is like, why don't you all have a seat in the corner? He's having a field day. This is the best, like, sweeps week of To Catch a Predator.
Oh, man.
And the kid unveils a whole stack of explosives. And I thought, how the fuck did he know that those explosives were, you know, there? But then, if you go back to the very beginning of the film, wonderful, like, first 5 minutes when they're, you know, eavesdropping on the dude, the rosy-cheeked pedophile, talking to his crew members about washing behind their ears, they're behind a bunch of explosive boxes.
Yes, they are. Yeah, so that helicopter basically baits a relatively sizable naked old man army.
No more than 50.
There was definitely a surplus.
There was a surplus of DX, and it gets them all up into that electrified cage.
Yep.
First of all, it's unrealistic how many sticks of dynamite they were able to drill and place all over this 16-foot Santa... Santa Krampus iceberg. But I'll let it slide because the explosion was cool.
The explosion was very cool. It was
and they set it off way too close.
Yes, they did.
I remember calling it out whenever I saw it. I said, nope. You've somehow mysteriously placed 112 sticks of goddamn dynamite into an iceberg within like 15 minutes, really.
Yeah, well,
but I do not believe anyone survived that blast like 70 yards away. Sorry, like 100 meters away.
But hold up, Caleb. We have a problem.
Hold up, Caleb.
Yeah, we have a problem. So we've wrangled all these naked old men into a pen. That rhymed. Whoa. Anyway.
The men pen.
The men pen, yep. But the gate's still open.
Yeah, no, they didn't care. As long as the little boys were dangling above. Man, this sounds so weird if you haven't seen this film. Ugh, these little boys in sacks.
Dangling.
Ugh, God, there's no easy way to say this. These potato sack boys in this huge net connected to a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you have to close the gate. You don't want them accidentally wandering out, because you eventually do have to let those boy sacks free.
Yeah, well, they didn't... as soon as Santa got blowed up...
You completely ruined the fact that the boy... had to solve the problem of the gate being open. And then was going to sacrifice himself close it.
He was ready to make the ultimate... and tell my dad I love him. Man, this kid was woke as fuck. Oh, boy.
We blew Santa up.
They blowed him up. It was... I will say this. The whole scene got... It was... The whole movie was building up to that big reveal... And then, like, the ice cracking, and you think that Santa's going to get free and run amok over the finished hillside.
Yeah, and that the kid's going to kill himself for the greater good.
And then it just goes, oh, yeah, I'm blown up. And it
blew up.
Nobody else is in danger.
Didn't die. It was a Christmas miracle.
Christmas miracles were yet to come. The Christmas miracles are when they're trying to decide what to do with all of these old naked men.
What would you do with a bunch of old naked men in your property?
Some sort of nude circus display thing. I don't know. Maybe race them. Start like a Finnish fight club, probably.
Ooh, I like that idea.
It still seem all of these ideas seem more humane than what they did.
But I don't.
They locked them all up, and then they retrained these murderous elf Santas.
I still feel like murderous is a gray area.
They were ready to kill these boys in the name of Santa.
Not the boys.
They were gonna murder those naughty boys.
No!
They kidnapped them.
Right. To feed to Santa.
Sacrifice them. Yeah! They were... That's murder. If I kidnap and I throw a kid into a lion's place at the zoo... That's murder. They can't put the lion on trial.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
Mm-hmm. That was the natural conclusion to that.
We're dumb.
I'm glad we were on the same page for it, at least. We're dumb. That's murder. They were ready to murder. And what do? They retrain them to take care, to become mall Santas? To actual Santas? They never explain. They retrain these Santas, then they fucking ship them. They don't...
They box them up.
They box them up.
Box them up, baby.
Send them to this sort of weird Santa fetish website, I guess. I don't know. What were they trained to do? Just hold children and give them presents?
Yep. Some of them seem to enjoy it.
Part of me wishes that, like, while they were training, because they were doing this whole montage of training the Santas.
Yep. And
the one is, like, more interested in the gift or whatever, and he's like, oh, no, you gotta learn to do it the right way. I just wanted one to be like, I'm stuffing this fucking doll into the sack. This is muscle memory at this point.
Oh, man.
Like, what do you want from me? What do you want from me?
You know what, though? They taught an old dog new tricks.
That's true.
Bam.
I mean, even dogs wouldn't get locked up into a crate to get shipped off to Zimbabwe with a couple holes poked in the top. This isn't Madagascar with Santas.
They made a killing in money.
They definitely broke even. They had to have broken even.
Mm-hmm. Enough to buy a new reindeer, too.
They gotta repopulate.
Gotta spend money to make money, baby. Wait, what happened to the rosy cheek pedophile?
He got an axe in the head. Do you not remember that?
Oh, right.
That was another. That was another thing. He was talking about being good. You got to be good. You
and smile. Good.
And then he says one F word, and he takes a pickaxe to the back of the dome. He gets brained by a pickaxe.
Was that the only swear movie in the entire movie?
Yeah, I think so. And that's what caused it to become an R rating. I looked up this one-star review on Amazon. For it's titled Pedophile Undertones. Not for kids. How can anyone call this a classic holiday film? If I could give it negative stars, I would. There's no humor in it, dark or otherwise. It's a pedophile's dream. I'm a horror fan who received it as a gift after reading the 5-star reviews. I didn't know that's how that worked. I've read a lot of 5-star reviews. I never received anything after I was done reading it.
Thanks for reading.
The reviews here caused me to waste an evening waiting for this disgusting tripe to become a campy horror movie. It has an all-male cast with a storyline about a demon Barry because he beat disobedient naked naughty boys with sticks. I do not remember that? Naked naughty boys.
Is that what it says?
This review has pedophile undertones. A corporation digs up the main demon as part of a dark secret project. All the little boys in town are kidnapped by demons, bagged, then stolen back by the boy's uncle. No spoiler alert, by the way. First of all, I don't think the little boys are kidnapped and then they... The demons figured out how to take the helicopter.
Did they not pay attention to the first Santa backstory that they explicitly tell you in the beginning of the movie?
Yeah. In the last section, the little boy, his dad, and friends bathe the naked men in a big open all-male shower with frontal nudity and a flash of partial erection included.
What? What shower? What are they talking about?
They had a shower, so they were cleaning up the
nasty Norwegian. Yeah.
A flash of partial erection. In the last 2 scenes of the film, the naked men are dressed, given little child dolls, which they are taught to pet and cuddle kindly on their laps, and are dressed in red suits. You did not know these undertones existed. Let's see here. Once dressed in claws clothes, all trained to pet little children, they're sold, packed in crates, stamped rare exports, and shipped all over the world. It scares me that so many reviewers recommended this film become a holiday classic in anyone's home. If this is a classic, the world we live in is in deep trouble. Well, not wrong.
This person.
Let's think of our own review, a synopsis of how this movie made you feel, and would you watch it again?
Isn't that what we've been doing?
I've seen it twice, so I'm good. I'm sold. I don't know if I'll make it a classic Christmas staple, and it's going to be weird, because these are one of those things where it's like, yes, I do want somebody else to see this movie, because it's freaking awesome. It definitely has a great story. I mean, cinematography, some of the shots in there were pretty impressive, you know? The dude knew his stuff.
Yep.
But then at the same time, you're going to have to explain why you recommended a movie where 45 dicks show up. They're going to... I know that text message is going to come. Like, hey man, I watched the movie. What's up with you and dicks?
It's a Christmas tradition, what can I tell you?
It's a Christmas tradition, and I love it. I give it 21 out of 22% that tax.
I give it one good and one secondary courtesy whiff of a hairdryer. You get another one in there just to enjoy it.
Man, I can't wait till I have that special connection with somebody. Or can smell one of their inanimate objects and, wow, that's hers. He didn't say it's good either, so it probably like, could smell like burnt taint or something. You're like, oh, Susan.
I was just going to say scalp, but you can go burnt taint if you want.
Well, I've only ever smelled one of those things.
But to be serious, I did really enjoy this movie a ton, and I agree. I don't know if it's classic Christmas movie, but it's it's a really good Christmas movie.
I definitely got more into the Christmas spirit with this movie than I have any of the other stuff.
Right?
I mean, not to crap on some of the classics, but it's like Die Hard, Home Alone, rare exports.
Yeah, and I was telling you, all the Christmas classics to me are stuff like The Life and Times of Santa Claus and like all the old stop motion animation.
Yeah. And Jack Frost.
And yeah. It's like it's all these kind of weird origin offbeat story things. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I just like that.
This one's
Movies.
You like movies?
I like movies. I like turtles, and I like movies. I just didn't say I like movies that flip the tradition up on its side there. Forces you to sit through a bunch of dicks. And a partial erection that I completely missed. I'm going to have to go back and watch it a third time on slow motion. Anyway, I'm Caleb.
I'm Ryan.
And you've been exported.
What was that like?
I didn't prep an ending to this.
We didn't prep anything for this.
I didn't prep anything. I wrote three notes, and then I wrote...
Pinocchio!
Pinocchio shows up.